college graduates or veterans, stuff like that. So, you know, that's part of the process of getting the very best deal, because there's rebates for almost all those things.
And I think it's so important that you work hard, you know, to be transparent to people, and at the same token, you know, sometimes in transparency there's this to this one, they were adding this one and layering on this one. It's transparent, but it's confusing. So
that's our job, and we do it. I think our team does that really well. I mean, that's something we talk about every day. I was talking to the team this morning about how critical it is now. You know, people, you know, frankly, we're changing. You consumers have changed. People come in so much more prepared than they used to. It used to be, you know, we'd start this discussion of buying the car, you know, early in the process. People didn't spend so much time online doing that big research, and so we got involved in the process earlier. Now people have made a lot of decisions when they show up, and it really could shorten the deal, but it also makes it awkward for our team. But you know, they have to change their mindset. I mean, they have to be able to you know, because of the transparency and the need to, you know, we are desire to be really helpful to people, which our team is. I mean, that's really our whole approach, is service and how do we help people. You know, that whole thing is, you know, we have to train them now to start later, to really anticipate your needs, to know you've been on the internet. If you come to us, we know you've likely made a decision that you're ready to buy. And, you know, so we want to be ready to serve you that way. And so many more of our deals are done by appointment. You know, people come in ready, you know, to see the car. We have the car pulled up, ready for them to take their test drive. They know they want to look at that car. We've already selected that Explorer they want. They know that's the one. And so we have it ready for you. We can do a full demo then. And we've shortened the sales process, probably cut it in half, just by not having to identify that Explorer, you know, to that point.
Sure.
So it can be a great thing for you, but it is a challenge for us, because we have to change how we do things.
I like the fact that your people are nimble, for lack of a better term. They're ready to meet the customer wherever in the process a customer is and pick it up from there and make sure they cover it all.
That really is the key, because, you know, these days we go to you, we'll go sell you the car in your living room if you want. You know, we have to be flexible and, you know, accommodating, and, you know, everything is changing, and that kind of service, that kind of, you know, not just waiting on people to come in when they need a car, you know, that's the difference, is we can be passive and wait, or we can really go out and try to help you. And that, you know, we were very passionate about our customers and want to help them in any way we can, and, you know, keep them. That's our whole thing, right? For 75 years, we've done it by building repeat business and having our great customers and this great community we live in.
Well, and being involved in that great community too. And
that's
being,
right.
Being an integral part of what goes on economically, but also culturally, lifestyle-wise, meeting people, and being involved in programs, whether it's Price Tower or the Boys and Girls Club or Mutual or Community Center or whatever.
I mean, everything is going on. There's so much going on in Bartlesville, and that's one reason why I love having this radio show, is just being able to help promote things in our community, and because there is a lot going on. And this weekend, I know the Broadway in Bartlesville series is getting going, and I've got Joe Boffman here from the Community Center to help us talk about that and promote Elf. It's the first show, I think. And so,
well, we are really, really excited that our opening show of Broadway in Bartlesville is Elf. And I think really it's a show that so many families are already familiar with. It's really a cute, cute show about Buddy, a young orphan, who mistakenly crawls into Santa's bag, and then he's transported back to the North Pole. And the funniest thing, he's unaware that he's actually a full-sized child, and he's a very, very poor toy maker. And it becomes very obvious when he's up at the North Pole. And finally, you know, he has to get poor Santa's permission. He says, "Santa, I can't do this stuff anymore. I'm in the wrong place." So he then starts on a journey to New York City.
Okay.
And he goes back, and he's actually looking for his birth father, and he wants to help New Yorkers remember Christmas the way it used to be.
Uh-huh.
And it's really a classic. We're selling an enormous amount of tickets.
Are we? Okay.
I think the most exciting thing, Brad, is that we've been teching the show. And the entire crew moved in last week on Friday, and they work on it for an entire week before they go out on the road. So we have the first first show of this Christmas series.
Well, it is. We're kicking off the Christmas season, and, it's a chance to get in the spirit and get started with all that. I know the Christmas shopping season seems to start very early these days, and we've got this great event coming up and a whole series of other programs that people might want to hear about.
Actually, we've got five fantastic shows this year. We're starting with Elf, and then we have lots of things in November, but finishing our Broadway series, we have Cinderella coming in January.
Is that the traditional Rodgers and Hammerstein?
This is the Rodgers and Hammerstein, thinking of everything you remember about the pumpkin and the shoes and everything, and it's really, really a great New York traveling show.
Awesome.
And then we have Gobsmacked coming in, which is a men's vocal group who have been all over the world, and they will be here in February. A cute, cute show, Kinky Boots, coming in March. And then we're closing our series this year with something that I think a lot of people will remember, the music from Buddy, the Buddy Holly story.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a gentleman who had just started out in his career and was killed tragically in an airplane crash when he was only 22.
Did that show in Iowa, left with a big bopper, and all of a sudden I think of the third person on the plane. The day the music died, you know.
Yes, that's right.
Right, so we've really got an exciting season.
Well, the Broadway and Bartlesville series is been around for a long time.
This is our 16th year, and we have found that we have more and more persons who love to come. A lot of them are your clients who are coming to see us, Brett, and that's what we're excited about. We attract people from all over this part of Oklahoma, and a lot of people come in from southeast Kansas because it saves them having to make a long trip home from Tulsa to see the same shows.
Yeah, no, we have, and these are great shows. These are New York level traveling shows.
These are the same shows that you would see in Tulsa or in Oklahoma City or in Little Rock, but we get them for one night only, and our patrons are thrilled to be able to see them here in Bartlesville.
That's awesome. And you mentioned there's a bunch of other stuff coming up. I know one of our favorites just around the corner is the Nutcracker. I want to start promoting that. Again, William isn't going to be the Nutcracker this year, but he'll be in there,
and the rest
of the family's going to be involved again, so we'll start promoting that. But what else is coming on?
Well, I think the most exciting thing we have right now for the youth of the community is that Missoula Children's Theater, which is a traveling group of people who help young people get interested in the theater. They're doing Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
They're doing it next week.
Okay.
And the casting call is next Monday on the 6th of November. It actually is from 4 to 6, but if the kids can be there at 3:30 to fill out their paperwork. And it's a wonderful performance based on Alice in Wonderland, and they'll get all sorts of experience in able to do that. I'm not sure how many of our audience is familiar with Missoula Children's Theater.
Yeah, I think they go around the country and give this type of experience, and I'm not sure how many years, but it's almost an annual visit, it seems.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's sponsored by CMT, and they are so happy to give the young people. It takes care of all children of grades K through 8.
Okay.
So that they have, you can start out, and it makes these young people not be afraid of auditions.
Yeah, go out through the audition process,
and
learn how to
prepare. It's
really
cute because they come in on Monday, and I know most of on the staff have worked there when they come in, and they get on the stage, and they get in the stage by age and actually by size more than anything when they're casting it, and they all have to stand up and just say a word or two. It's nothing scary. Uh-huh. Don't be afraid to bring your kids in for this.
Is it real competitive? Or because I know sometimes the children's musical theater can be.
That's what the beauty of a Missoula Children's Theater is. It gives the children a chance to overcome their emotions for trying out, so when they try out for children's music theater, then they're much more assured and they feel much more comfortable.
It's a great way to start.
It's a perfect way to start. And as I said, they take them as young as K through 8 in this, and they have very, very simple costumes, and they bring in the people from Missoula, and they work with them all week long after school, and then they give two shows on Friday, November 10th. They show at 12:15. And then they do another one at 7.
Okay.
We find that we have grandparents at both shows.
I'm sure you do. So what do they need to do to get more information on that?
Actually, if they will just call the Bartlesville Community Center at 918-337-2787, they can get information. But actually, all they have to do is appear on Monday, the 6th of November. Now, there's no opportunity to try out other than Monday.
Okay, because, and what time is that?
And the time is 4 to 6, but if they can be there at 3:30, Brad, to fill out their, their paperwork.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So be there around 3:30 on Monday and next week.
And then they'll perform twice at 12:15 and at 7 awesome. On Friday.
And I like the fact that they're not asked to, you know, go through an elaborate process to have a perform, you know, a pre-prepared piece or something like that. This is among the easiest auditions I think these youngsters are ever going to have. So that's, it's a great experience.
Well, what they learn as much of anything is the discipline of being in a show and how they have to work with others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a wonderful breaking in ground for the children's music theater productions later on.
Well, that's neat. Excellent stuff. And again, these are our kids in our community, and they're coming out and doing this show just in a week.
And so often we find that the school systems are not able to offer the young people these opportunities for the arts, and that's why we're so blessed to have a facility that has this fabulous stage and auditorium, and then all these groups with whom we can work with them.
Yeah, no, that's one of the great things about Bartlesville.
Amen, that's absolutely
the theme of our show every week, it seems like, is how we can, there's so much great stuff going on, and the community center is one of the hubs for that. And you mentioned all these great things, but how the youth get involved and how we can make our community stronger.
I don't know how many people realize that we've completed 35 years with this wonderful community center, which was built absolutely debt-free when it was built at over $13.5 million, and how often it is used by so many people. And Brad, it's not just the arts. It's used for civic groups. It's used for all sorts of lectures, anything. We use it for weddings, anything that people need to have a facility to use.
No, it really is a great community resource.
We've got, actually, what's fun is another one of our wonderful user groups, the Bartlesville Choral Society, is coming up with their November show on Sunday, November 12th. And it's at 2 o'clock, and they're doing a concert, really, of wonderful, groundbreaking music this time. But I think which will be of most interest to many of our listeners is they're doing the Brahms Requiem in English. And that is absolutely gorgeous music in preparation for a holiday season, no matter what your holiday is, to be able to share something written by Brahms. It's with a full orchestra, too. And that's Sunday, November 12th at 2 o'clock.
There's so much going on. Is there a calendar where people can get everything that's going on at the community center?
Actually, they can tap onto our website, www.bartlesvillecommunitycenter.com, and it shows everything that's on. And actually, they can click any link, and they can find out about the tickets.
Well, that's a great resource. And you get right to the tickets, or you can call the box office and get your tickets that way, or drop on by. But the calendar is a great resource, and that is something, because there is something going on almost every day at the community center, it seems like.
Each of our user groups has a spot on the calendar, and you can click on it. You can get all the details that you want of whatever that particular group is going to be performing. We have the Civic Ballet, and as you say, the Nutcrackers coming up in December. We have the Choral Society. We have the Community Concerts Association. We've got the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. We've got CMT. We've got Broadway. So, you know, we're the venue for all of these things, and it's just
that's
a wonderful opportunity.
That's awesome.
You certainly put the word community in it. That's for sure.
Yeah, that is great and good stuff. Great events coming up, and I hope everybody will get out and see the great Elf production coming up this right now, this weekend.
That's exactly right. It's Friday night, and it's almost here. That's tomorrow night.
certainly it's a lot of fun scroll through there. But if they're going to talk about the Broadway series, go ahead and buy their tickets for the entire series while they're on the website and buying for Elf, right?
Right.
That's exactly right. Season tickets are available, and there are single tickets also available for any of those five shows that are in the Broadway series this year.
I think it's nice if you kind of make sure that you've got the same seat for all the shows. You can just remember, I was here last time, same
seat.
I don't care. C14 and 12 or whatever, you know.
That's good.
Same seats, you liked them last time, you're there again.
I think that's great. And you are going to want to see these great productions coming up. So go ahead and get your season tickets and get all the information on that at the community center, either the website or give them a call or drop on by. That's awesome stuff.
And I don't know that you're prepared to talk about it, but while you're there for a show, there's usually something going on in the Lion Gallery, something visual as well as a performing. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm really sad to have to tell you that we do not have any art hanging right now in the Lion Gallery. There usually is, but this is just one of those times where we've asked and people are so busy with their artwork hanging elsewhere, and they've had some wonderful art shows of local artists that have been down at the Price Tower Arts Gallery, and we are, I hate to say we have blank walls, but we do
now. For shame.
Yes, right.
No, we'll give you a pass on that.
Maybe you're a local artist and you'd like to have something put up on the walls. Please call the community center because we'd be delighted to talk with you about it.
It really is a community center.
It really is, And some of the other just public meetings that are there, where the, you know, and I'm not going to try to recite the schedule because I'd be wrong, but,
I meet for my Rotary Club meets on Mondays. And
Kiwanis meets on Wednesdays, that's right.
So just a lot of great things. So again, check out the calendar.
Company events, galas out there. I mean, everything is there. It is truly a community center. And I know great partners to the Price Tower. You mentioned that, and our great partnership there. And, you know, hopefully there's this dream of a green between the two spaces. I think that would be an awesome
thing. Oh, I think
awesome
that will probably come to pass because we have seen with the food truck Mondays that people have been attracted, and we've had some wonderful things on the green. The trunk or treat that was used on the green was just a marvelous effort of lots of the downtown, the public library and the First Presbyterian Church, Price Tower Arts Center, and the community center. We had more than 1,000 children that came down for that.
That's awesome.
It's just a marvelous place to meet
and
people.
And the Food Truck Monday is a cool event, too, if people haven't heard about that.
That was just initiated this year, and we started in March. We did close in October when we got into fall break because of the weather. But it gives people who have office fever and want to get out at noontime to have a different place to come and eat.
Uh-huh. And you collected it, got a few food trucks down there, and it was right in there between the Price Tower and the community center. And you think that'll happen again in March?
Yes, we're certainly planning on it again for next year, and the vendors were delighted to come. We always have an overabundance of vendors applying to come, and we do our best for it.
And
it's
some good variety, too. I mean, there are some regulars there, but I've noticed some guy that was there this week, that at least I didn't see last week, if you know what
That's
I mean.
That's exactly right. We like to offer the opportunity to as many people as we possibly can for it. Well, I have one more, if you'd let me, Brad, just a little plug about the Bartlesville Symphony coming up. They've got a fabulous one on Saturday, November 18th at 7:30, and this is for those of you who are really true classical people. It's a program of the three B's. It's of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms. And myself, I'm a classical music nut, so I'm really looking forward to this one. They've got an acclaimed pianist, Sarah Davis Buckner, and she's going to do Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1, which is an unbelievably wonderful piece for the piano. And then the orchestra is going to conclude with Brahms' Second Symphony. So this is really, I think, Lorne Greene as conductor's day that he wants to attract those who really like the classics.
Yeah, it sounds like a really classical music theme.
Which is a special season for the symphony anyway.
This is the 60th season for the Bartlesville Symphony, and that is, I think that's a tribute to the support of the community.
Well,
again.
Surely. I mean, this is such another example of the great stuff going on in our little city, and we have so many great resources. And but thank you. That's a great, another great event coming up at the community center, Charlie.
It is. Thank you so much for your role in everything, and I know it's a team effort, you and Val and everybody else working together to bring these attractions in and schedule them, and I'm sure somewhere along the line some organization says, I really like this weekend, but you have to say, no, I'm sorry, the symphony's already got that one, let's go before or after.
Actually, a lot of our user groups keep the same dates every year because their guests are accustomed to coming then. They book their artists a year or two ahead of time, and it takes a lot of effort to bring in outstanding programs that we bring in from outside the city.
I mean, I think that's what people don't really maybe understand, because they may just come to the symphony, for instance, and not come to Broadway in Bartlesville
or something, or maybe people just come to okay Mozart. But the truth is, there's stuff going on all the time of all different types, and it is a lot of work to set that up. And each one of these shows, like you mentioned with Elf, has got a lot of lead up and prep work and that goes on behind the scenes just for that, you know, two shows or one show. And that's a lot of work that you guys have to do.
We have an exciting show coming, a holiday show coming in. The Company Men is coming in on Friday, December 8th. I'll just give a little plug for it.
Please, yeah.
It's a nationally recognized pop vocal group, and they've appeared in numerous places. They are going to be here for ConocoPhillips on Thursday night, and it's open to the public on Friday, December 8th.
Okay.
And they interweave, I think probably you say the top 40 hits from reimagined classics of the last, probably 5 or 6, 7 decades. And it's a very short show. It's only 90 minutes, but you'll hear more than 60 songs of things that you know from all sorts of things. These four gentlemen have been on the national touring companies. I think one of them was in Hairspray, one's been in The Lion King, Jesus Christ Superstar. I mean, they're outstanding vocalists. And this is fun. And this is Friday, December 8th at 7:30. So that's just one more thing to add to your calendars, along with the Nutcrackers you're talking about. Uh-huh. And there's dance recitals. There's all sorts of things going on. We're just booked solid right on up through the holidays. And it gives people an opportunity, no matter what their schedule is, there's something for everyone at the community center.
Well, I'm so glad we had you come out and tell everybody about what's going on, Joe. That's really
thank
awesome.
You, thank you, Brad. We really appreciate the opportunity to promote everything that's going on.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do, and it's just another example again of what makes Bartlesville a really special place.
It certainly is, and it takes the involvement of the community center staff, but also it's the people who buy the tickets that support these events, and I'm sure that the feedback that they get, because I've seen surveys where we want to know what do you want to see and that sort of thing.
And there is so much going on in Bartlesville. It seems like every week there's a lot. I mean, tonight is Business After Hours in Dewey. The chamber will be up there. It'll be a great night to go because the weather is so beautiful, and you'll have a great evening in Dewey.
Yep.
You know, there's always something going on at Bartlesville.
We of course kicked off Green Country Christmas this year with the green tickets, and happy to have Dungis again as one of our major prize sponsors.
We started a set of tires yesterday, and
everything else that goes with it. it's first of all, it adds a lot of value to shopping locally, and making sure that people do their business at home, and of course, it also attracts a lot of other folks from Caney, Coffeyville, Pawhuska, wherever they might be shopping.
That's right.
We become a shopping destination.
People who haven't heard about that, any time you're making a purchase in Bartlesville now, ask for the green tickets and then listen on that day.
Thursday morning, the 21st, 9 o'clock
listen
right here.
On that day, and you will win. Someone will win the big prizes. There are dozens of big prizes.
And what's most exciting is to be able to go into the stores now and see the people's faces when they say, "Oh, green tickets. I'm so excited." It was fun yesterday. I was out doing a little bit of shopping for the community center, and to go into a couple of stores, and they said, "Would you like your green tickets?" And the answer is, of course, yes.
And I've heard people occasionally say no because, I don't live in the community, I'll take them. Well, but get them anyway. If you can listen to the radio, you can win,
That's right. And get them drop them by to my house.
If you don't want them, take them to Brad or Joe. I don't care. But, it's fun. And we have a lot of fun
that
morning.
It is a good time. It's a lot of fun. People love to collect them. And some people will sit there and all organized and listen to and, have hundreds of tickets.
I'm sure somebody has tabulated the number, but I haven't heard it. But I know, again, it's more than $30,000 in cash and prizes. So,
big stuff. So do that. Come on out to Dungis if you're interested in a vehicle.
You get green tickets when you buy a car.
You get green tickets when you buy a car. There's a limit on the number. I'm not sure exactly what
we asked the limit to be 100, but 100. I know some businesses are generous. So
well, we've got that, and plus at Dungis we have the Dungis Q Certified program. Don't want people to forget about that. This is one of the best reasons to shop at Dungis. It's a no cost to you, 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty that we just give to you when you purchase a new vehicle at Dungis. We do that. It's a nationwide warranty. We do that just for your peace of mind and because because we want to be your one-stop shop for all your transportation needs, of course.
Yeah, that's one reason that you instituted the 995 oil change several years ago and have supplemented that with all kinds of other things that just make it, like you said, a one-stop shop.
Just keep adding value, keep trying to differentiate ourselves and not just be the, you know, a car dealer or something that's looking to sell you a car. We want to be different. We want to stand out. And that's one way we do it, with programs like the Q-Certified program, with our Tires for Life program, the 995 oil change, by reaching out to people like Joe in the community.
Which we certainly appreciate, Brad.
And, you know, and help him promote that. I mean, I think, you know, one other thing coming up soon I want to get everybody to have on their calendar. We've had them in here before, but this is such a big year for the Boys and Girls Club. The opening of the CJ Pete Silas Boys and Girls Club, the new club, is the ribbon cutting is going to be on Friday, December 15th. The invitations have just gone out. We're really proud to once again be the sponsor, the major sponsor of the Great Futures Luncheon for them. And we've done that for several years now. And, you know, this club, like so many of our great organizations in town, is just done so much for our community, and I mean, this new facility is going to allow them to impact lives for years and years to come, and many more people, and just again enrich our community. Todd Lamb is going to be there, the Lieutenant Governor of Oklahoma, and Jim Clark, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, will also be there. It's Friday, December 15th, 11:30 to noon is the ribbon cutting and a tour, and then you have the Great Futures Luncheon after that. I know that some of the Silas family are planning to be there, and you know, it's another chance to honor them for all their great service for the city of Bartlesville.
Okay.
And anyway, great event coming up, and amongst all these others, and you know, I think just everybody get out there and get involved in Bartlesville.
That's Car Talk on a Thursday morning.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.